Stevens, the designer. To the right of the glass case is a fireplace surround with natural forms you might enjoy touching, but oils from the skin will damage the metal, so please ask the stewards for gloves. Stevens' festoon fireplace is cast iron and was produced in 1860 by the Coalbrookdale Iron Company in Shropshire. It is nearly 5 foot or 140 centimetres high and just over 5 foot or 158 centimetres wide with a generous mantel shelf and was designed by Alfred Stevens. Michelangelesque is a word associated with Stevens' work and fits his Renaissance-inspired design for the fireplace surround. The top frieze has a central figure, classically draped and reclining on the left arm, the right arm cradling a swag of plumage-like laurel leaves, which hang from ribbon bows to left and right. The figure lies among oversized flowers and fruit, with its left knee bent and left foot tucked under the right, which emerges to rest on the iron moulding. From the top left corner, the swag crosses inwards in a loop of acanthus leaves and berries to tumble downwards against the inner moulding, while soft petalled flowers curl away to meet the outer. Below these, two perched birds seem ready to take flight, looking inwards towards the fire. Then the swag descends in a series of rounded pedestals with stylized laurel leaves, and the ribbon falls from another bow and loops its way to the bottom plinth, where it curls out through a looped scroll enclosing fruits. Other Coalbrookdale fire surrounds contain symmetrical and stylized garlands, where each side mirrors the other. But Stevens' playful design varies every element throughout the piece, and the right side is different from the left. The ribbons and loop of acanthus in the right corner are subtly different from the left corner. Where the left side has two birds together, the right side splits them up, having one bird in the top right of the frieze, peering out at the viewer from behind the acanthus loop. The second bird is further down on the right side and presents its wings and tail to the viewer, looking towards the outer moulding. The right-hand swags still fall against the inner moulding, but a bell-like flower now droops at the outer edge. In the frieze across the top, nothing has a duplicate, so every bow, ribbon, and garland around the central figure is different, because Stevens cleverly used naturalistic Renaissance forms to behave in an even more natural way.